that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, I must remind myself that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God dwells in me. See, we are not just flesh. The Spirit of God is dwelling in you. And those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You say, Holy Spirit, lead me. The Holy Spirit will lead you. You will hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. You must ask God, Father, if you keep quiet, you can hear some noise, eh? But I don't know the meaning of that noise. I can ask the Holy Spirit, explain to me what is that. Sometimes you hear bird, tweet, and the other bird also will be doing tweet. The same way with us, we speak, I speak, you speak. We understand each other. The bird also understand each other. But now you need supernatural anointing to understand what those birds are saying, because some of them are not bird. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They came to curse you. Mm-hmm. They came to program your day. Mm-hmm. They say, today, this is what will happen to you. Tomorrow, nothing will happen for you. Even tomorrow, no matter what you do, nothing. Now, a spiritual person who knows how to pray, you will pray. Mm-hmm. You will say, I command, according to First Samuel, chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, let the wicked be silent in darkness, for by strength no man shall prevail.
So First Samuel and then?
First Samuel chapter 2,
verse 9.
Let the wicked be silent in darkness, for by strength no man shall prevail. So you silence that. No matter what they say, will be useless. The next day, they won't come again. Before I came into this house, I came here in, I bought this house in 2016. I believe one of you asked me how long you've been here.
Yes.
2016 up until now, I believe in 6 years, I messed up myself. So, before I came here, when I bought the property, they said to me, because I bought it in December, they said to me, you will get in your house only next year. We are sorry that we cannot proceed everything because this is December. I said, okay, we shall see. I already bought the house, I paid all the money. You say I must get here only next year. I told the gardener, open the property. He opened, I took a bit of sand. I went with it in the altar of prayer. I went with it in the church. I say, you land, hear the word of the Lord. I already bought you with my money, so you belong to me. Why I must enter in my own house in January or February? In the name of Jesus, the demon that are sitting in this property, get out. Evil bird that fly in the night, in the day, die. When I finish prayer, the bank called me. They say, come and take the keys. You can enter your house anytime. You don't pay water and electricity. January, beginning from this time, December, January, February. Start paying your electricity in March.
Wow.
And water also in March.
Wow. Powerful. Wow.
Yes. Wow. That same day, after prayer, the bank called me, come and take the keys. So we went and collect the keys. Mm-hmm. Then, 12 birds die in this property. 12.
Wow.
12.
Mm-hmm.
12. I told the gardener, what's happening? He said, hey, daddy, strange. We never saw this before. This is the first time. Because we pray. Mm-hmm. What kind of bed was that? 12 bed.
Witchcraft.
12 bed.
And that's why we should bring the scent of the and the earth with us.
Yes, I told you to come with it.
When can we bring it? When can we do it? When?
We have time. We have a lot of time. I'm building you up slowly then until we get into Sunday.
They were asking me, that's why.
Yes.
A few months ago, I heard this lesson of an Mike Monroe.
Yes.
I did it, but nothing happened. I take the sand, I prayed, but nothing happened. I saw a few things suddenly in my house ants. I saw the chicken attacked by a puss. I said a cat. Strange things. And I have three chickens. But and then I have a dream about a helicopter. And the helicopter was at my door, like this. And dark, dark smoke. And I thought, what is that? What has happened here? And I feel that something is not right at my home. I feel it. But I cannot... No, I cannot, how to say it, unmantle it. With prayers, how I must do it. I feel that there is something, but I cannot reach it how I must supposed to do it. Because... I feel that something is not okay. I feel that.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
We would. We can. There is no distance in prayer. The first thing we need to understand. We
I can brought pray my sand.
Good. Very good. I will explain to you. I will show you everything. The power that is on the ground.
Yeah.
Many people don't understand this ground.
Yeah.
The sand. The ground can speak. The ground has a mouth. It can swallow. It can reject you.
Like an earthquake.
Yeah. It can reject you. It can swallow you. It have ears to hear. So we will have that lesson. We will get into that session. You have a lot of time here.
Yes.
So I have to build you up slowly.
Yes.
Then you know where
we
are coming from.
Yeah.
Where we are going.
Yes.
Until when we begin to get.
Yes.
Because the first thing is the way we speak.
Yes.
Today we lay a good foundation. Yesterday it was fellowship. Today is not fellowship. We start laying good foundation, the way to speak. There are many ways we speak. We will learn it again. We will keep taking one by one.
Yeah.
Then we are making progress.
Yeah. Yes. Also another thing, when somebody, for example, here has parents who got an abortion or a miscarriage before they got born, does it also influence them?
We call it generational cases.
Yeah.
Generational cases is when I discover that these things happen to my dad and it's happening to me. And it happened again to the third generation. Somebody must put a stop on it.
Yes.
Cases can last 1,000 years, even more than that. Let us see the example of the case Joshua put on Jericho. Jericho, first of all, they became idol worshippers. So God sent Joshua to go and destroy it. After destroying Jericho, Joshua cursed Jericho. He's an anointed man of God. He cursed it. He said, cursed be the man who build up, who will rebuild the city of Jericho. With if his firstborn son, he will lay the gate of Jericho. When he finished building Jericho, his second son will die. Then after many years, somebody by the name of Segub, one of the priests came and laid the foundation. His firstborn died. His firstborn Segub died. Then when he finished laying the foundation of Jericho, the secondborn also died. Because Joshua cursed it. Remember, Joshua is not a devil. Joshua is a man of God.
Yes.
Good. After many years, when the Spirit of the Lord was transferred from Elijah to Elisha, the sons of the prophet, Jericho, they had prophet, but they could not remove the case. They could not remove the case of Jericho.
Yes.
When the Spirit of God was transferred to Elisha, they said, Lord, you can see our land is good. But our city is in a good position, but the land is bad, the water is bad, and the land is barren. The water is bad, and the land is barren. What happened? He did a simple exercise, give me salt in a new bowl, and then he threw it in the source of the water. Then he said, this water will not kill again. There will be no death. I've healed this water. Up until now, the healing of the water have taken place. Now, as a wise man, ask this question. When Joshua cursed Jericho, until that priest came to rebuild the city of Jericho, how many years? Ask this question. From the time Jericho cursed, from the time Joshua cursed Jericho, to the time Elisha came and redeemed the land, how many years?
1,000.
You will be shocked. Mm-hmm. You will be shocked. The curse has been there for many, 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 many centuries.
Huh?
Yes.
Not hundred years, from the time
even.
Joshua cursed the land up to the time that priest came to rebuild. Yael. Yes, the come of the name of the priest is Yael. When Yael came to rebuild, it was 360 years.
Okay.
After 360 years, count it again up to the time of Elijah. 1,000 years.
So you need to redeem the land, yes.
Yes. The city was completely Jericho. Yeah. I've been there maybe 4, 5 times, 6 times. The way people behave there, you will say these people are under a curse. We went up to the place where Elijah redeemed the land. He spoke to the water. And the water is flowing there up until today, because the first city in the world is Jericho. The first city in the world is Jericho. Jericho.
Yes.
The city of Zacchaeus. So, we went in that place. The way people behave there, they are rough. No respect at all. They can't put even finger their hand in your pocket. So when you get there, you need some bodyguard. You need some police.
In Jericho.
Yes. Yes. Yes, nobody talk about it because it's not a good place to be by yourself there in the corner. They finish you. They finish you quickly. And most of the people are there are not Christian or Jew, Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an Islamic nation.
The unbelievers are not there.
Huh?
The unbelievers or Islam?
Unbelievers. So,
yeah.
To the Islamic, a Christian is like a dog to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do anything against you.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Yeah, so you see, I have, this is Monday only.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Tuesday. It's still here in my book.
We're still Monday.
Huh?
Can we get a copy?
Look.
You have to buy it.
I don't know.
Because before I produce it, my people around me.
They have to check it.
Yeah, they have to check it. No. I did not give it to them yet.
Oh.
And if I give you, it's still fresh like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Then 7 things the angel of God will do for me on Monday.
So.
Yeah.
So I have 7 things the Holy Spirit will do for me on Monday. 7 things the angel of God will do for me on Monday. It's a prayer. It's a prayer book. It will come, by the way. When I finish, you will get it.
Yeah. But if you look to those days, Monday, Tuesday, they were all idolized days.
Yes.
The Bible always says day 1, day 2, day 2, 3.
Only Monday Sabbath. Is a moon day.
Yeah.
Monday is a moon day.
Yeah.
I did not signal it on this one, but to other books that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some books of prayer. I will make sure you people have it.
Yeah.
Oh. I have maybe 4 or 5 books of prayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will check also here. If let me check, maybe I can have some few of them here. I don't know.
And then you can pray all that prayers at home.
Yes.
Oh, that is okay. Yes.
Ja.
Ik denk niet dat hij genoeg
heeft
voor ons allemaal. Voor een leren.
We kunnen ook kopieën maken.
Ja. Of als je dan
koopt. Dan die andere.
Ja. Of je moet zelf kopen.
Ik heb er geen moeite mee.
Een kopie.
Voor de steen.
Maar heel vaak kopen we boeken die we niet eens lezen.
Het gaat altijd bij jou.
Ja, maar dan moeten we toch? Kijken of we het zelf kunnen kopen.
Meestal kopen we boeken en ook lezen ze niet eens.
Als we naar de kerk daar gaan, ga je toch in die...
Pastor, which book of your prayer book is good for me? Because the Lord show you something. No, because I'm searching for prayer books that can help me and my family.
Yeah.
And
the prayer books that will help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is number one.
Yeah. No, I don't encourage other people
to
books. Why? Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Are you not the one who says that sometimes it's emotion?
Mm-hmm. Yes, emotion, yeah,
mm-hmm.
We have emotion,
yeah. Some books have been written out of emotion.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't take.
Okay.
Yeah, the Lord told me,
What needs to be done? No problem, it's done.
It's
voor je rug.
Ja, is voor de fitness of om te zitten hier zou kunnen.
Het is een massage ook en het is voor je rug.
Ik dacht, nee, voor je benen denk ik.
Je benen. Ja. Om te ontspannen, ja.
Nee,
maar het is ook goed voor je rug.
Niet zo, denk ik. Voor je benen.
Nee, het is wel om te ontspannen voor je benen, maar ook het gaat door naar je rug.
Maar ik denk niet
voor je wat je zo weg doet, weet je.
Ik weet het niet, maar het kan ook zijn.
Je moet je benen ertussen zetten. Bij je kuiten. Het is massage ook.
Zo, als je lekker in de stoel zit.
De bloeding.
Met die onze dingen. Het kan ook gewoon als ondersteuning zijn als je ergens zit. Dat zou dus ook kunnen. Volgens mij zijn ze aan het barbecue daar,
mensen. Ja.
Ik zie allemaal rook.
Goede rook of slechte rook?
Geen jointje wat ze daarop
hebben. Jij zit toch ook
dat
keer van je
vanmorgen zo stinken?
Ja.
Nee, het is in die
je ziet het nu, hè?
Ja. Ja.
Nee, maar toen hij boven aan het zien en bidden waren,
was het aan het
jointje. Ja, maar je moet je dag ook op. Het staat in Job. Comment your day. Ik doe het sowieso al. Alleen die dagen van de week zijn afgoden dagen. Dus ik zeg gewoon dag 1. Ik spreek die afgoden dag niet uit. Ik zeg dag 2. Alleen de Sabbat heeft een naam. Dat is de zevende dag. Ik ga die naam van die afgoden niet uitspreken. Ik spreek gewoon dag 1, dag 2.
Ja, dat zijn Romeinse afgoden toch?
Ja, Romeinse, ja.
Daarom zei hij toch, zondag is de zonnegod, wordt het
aangeleden. Dus ik neem, want de Bijbel heeft het geen dagen, heeft geen namen.
Nee.
Alleen de Sabbat heeft een dag.
Oh, echt? Ja, waarom, dat is me echt op.
En daarom zeg ik ze eigenlijk, als ze die naam als bespreekt, zeg ik die naam van die afgod uit, ook in de kerk.
Maar waarom heeft hij voor elke dag een andere specifieke gebed?
Dat kunnen we zo vragen.
Dan moet je zo aan hem vragen.
Ja.
Ik denk misschien heeft God het hem laten zien, toch?
Even kijken. Zie je nog aan het opnemen?
Heb jij ook een vraag?
Geen pauze.
Oh ja. Zou ik ook nog een Amerikaanse pastoor vragen?
Welke Amerikaanse? Die Nederlander?
Nee, die overleden is.
Daarom. Als God je leidt, alleen als de Heilige Geest je leidt. Hij heeft gisteren ook gezegd van, als we dingen bidden, moet je het door de Heilige Geest geleid doen. Dus je kan niet zomaar zeggen van die of zenden. Je moet door de Heilige Geest geleid zijn.
Ja.
Want het is als de Heilige Geest je laat zien dat het een kind van de duisternis is, dan spreek je bijvoorbeeld bepaalde dingen uit.
Ja.
Maar als het bijvoorbeeld, hij zei, als het bijvoorbeeld iemand als ik is, dan bid je van het God die geen zijn hart aanraakt.
Ja, ja.
Dus je kan het niet bij iedereen hetzelfde bidden.
Nee.
Dat is het. Dus bijvoorbeeld wat ik bijvoorbeeld bij mijn lijstje doe, ga ik niet bij iemand anders doen.
Nee.
Snap je? Dat is wat ik ook gisteren bedoelde.
Ja, ja.
Dus weet je, dat kan je alleen als je door de Heilige Geest geleid bent.
Ja. Ik denk dat hij hier ook geweest is, die pastor.
Ja, natuurlijk is hij hier geweest. Ja. 100%. Kijk, hij heeft me wat dingen in vertrouwen verteld. Maar ik weet niet of ik het zomaar mag zeggen allemaal.
Ja.
Maar misschien heeft hij het me verteld, omdat ik heb eerder gezegd van dit is wat ik zie in geloof. En hij heeft het toen bevestigd. En er is geen onderscheid omdat iemand bijvoorbeeld een voorganger is. En iemand bijvoorbeeld die misschien een zusje jullie is. Dat bijvoorbeeld zusje jullie dan wel opgewekt wordt en iemand niet. Weet je, het is, Het is een titel.
Ja.
Snap je? Maar God kijkt ook naar andere dingen. Weet je? Het is juist soms moeilijker als voorganger, omdat er van die voorganger meer wordt verwacht en geëist.
Oh,
omdat God hem meer heeft toevertrouwd.
Ook
ja, terwijl iemand die...
Soms heb je je taak gedaan en...
Vraag maar aan hem. Want hij kende hem. Ik denk vanzelf van niet.
Pastor Chico.
Yes, sir.
I have another question.
Yes.
But can I first ask my question, because his question is extended.
No, no, it's a different question.
Okay.
I'm coming. Don't worry.
Had
hij
nou uitgelegd wat push betekenen? Want hij had Christian Family Church uitgelegd, maar
dat
push.
Ja, hij heeft ja.
I have this
push,
book.
Volgens mij.
Oh, dat kan je vragen.
Yeah, this is before you travel.
Oh,
before you travel, you need it.
Okay.
And I have only one, but in my bookshop there, we will get some more. So every one of you will have one. Let us give this to Navarro. We congratulate him.
Yes, thank
for
you.
For his good work. Eh? I have book of 90 days of prayer and fasting. I have book of 40 days of prayer and fasting. I have book of 21 days of prayer and fasting. So, when you get in the church, they will give you.
So, like, I make pictures, then we can see it.
Yeah. This is for you.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. And,
wow.
Yeah. So, Yes,
op godstijd, op godstijd. Als ik ook mensen heb die kunnen redigeren, zoals wat hij heeft. Dan moet ik iemand in de kehila hebben die het voor me kan redigeren.
Remember,
give you,
all of you, I'll give you this.
Wat is er met je?
Jij vraagt altijd
weer
mij. Jij vraagt altijd of ik dit wil doen.
Precies
dit boekje.
Juist, geweldig.
Heb
je die beeld genomen?
Nee, heb ik
eigenlijk. The one that you don't have, take it easy. I'll give you in the church, huh?
Wow.
I will make sure that
you
have it. That is 21.
Wow, nog eentje. Geweldig.
Even foto's
I will speak with my wife about the subject and she get it.
Yeah. Wow.
I was thinking, I get several cases of people, they forget things fast. So you say something and then they forget.
Mm.
Is there a spiritual route to that?
This is the answer.
Yeah.
Everybody suffer memory failure. Mm-hmm. This is the answer.
I have you one.
If you have it every day, I want my head to refresh you. I believe when you start your car, you don't just drive.
Yes.
Eh? You start your car. Boom.
Yes.
You don't do that. You don't do that.
Amen.
You must allow it to breathe. Vroom, 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 vroom. So, this is the one. So, it refresh your memory slowly, slowly, and then poof.
Als ik meteen slaag, weet jullie hoe het komt.
Ja, in this book staat de
band. Oh, oké.
Wow. Daar staat we? Wat dat is? Het is powerful, trouwens. Dit is geweldig. Wow, he got the original one.
What is
he got the original one.
Wow. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
This is can we? I get the.
Moet je foto van maken, heb je het ook?
Now,
my money was there in that book.
Wow, he was almost
a
blessed,
blessing.
But now he's more blessed
by
giving it back to the apostle.
Praise God. So, this is the answer for memory failure.
Yes,
this is the answer for memory failure. Even
very
you
important.
Have dreams, you forget about it. This is the answer. Yeah, this is the answer.
Amazing.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
You have different kinds of prayers for each day, but how do you decide which kind of prayer for each day and why is there a difference between the days?
Oh, okay. Whether you like it or not, the angel that worked for you yesterday, they are not around. Today is another set of angels.
Different angels.
Today you have different angels that will work for you. Tomorrow you will have other angels that will work for you. Mm-hmm. Angels stay in heaven, they work here on earth. They come and collect everything you say every day. Mm-hmm. Yes, everything you say.
Every one word you say.
Everything you are saying, they take notes. They take notes. Then, when the day is finished, you are sleeping, they will take to God whatever you've been saying. The Bible says we will be accountable in everything that come out of our mouth. So the angel of God come and take those things. If you say, I'm healed, I'm strong, the angel of God will write it. The text of God is healed, is strong. God will make sure you are healed, you are strong. If you say, the angel of God will take notice.
But how do you know which angels then? Which day? Which angels?
You have a lot of angels that look after you every day.
Yeah.
We have the angel of healing. We have the angel of deliverance.
Yeah.
We have the angel of prosperity. We have the angel of everything for anything. The angel of God.
Yeah.
We have angels that take only the word of God that we speak and make sure things you are saying happen right there. The angel of God excel in power. Angel of God can give you strength. Remember, we have not only what the Holy Spirit can do for me on Monday, we have also what the angel of God can do for me on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. In that book, I explain everything. The angel of God gave Daniel strength. The angel of God gave Jesus strength. Think about Jesus. We're expecting Jesus to be supernatural, but the Bible says he was tied somewhere before he left this planet Earth. In the book of Luke, chapter 22, you will see that Jesus kneeled down and prayed. Verse 42 says,
what's now which verse?
Luke chapter 22, verse 41, 42, 43, 44.
Lucas 22,
40
tot 44.
Luke 22.
Lucas 22.
41 tot
44.
Luke 22, 43 says, angel from heaven appeared to Jesus and gave him strength.
Yeah.
I cannot give you strength if you are not weak.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot give you strength if you are weak. The angel of God came and gave him strength. So you need angelic strength every day. Angel of God, give me strength. Angel of God, give me strength.
Is that the reason that many people are tired because they don't pray these days?
No, they don't ask. If you don't ask, you are not
you get fatigue.
To get what you don't ask.
And then you get fatigue.
But sometimes it's not that you don't want to ask, but sometimes you're ignorant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's ignorance.
Yeah.
Also, the people you are staying with, they don't know, they don't do it, so you will not do it.
Yeah.
Now, if you change, if you want to be great in the land of the living,
mm-hmm.
disconnect from people that you can see they are not progressing. I don't see progress here. I'm out. I want people that are seeing progress. Otherwise, I'm going in the Bible and see how I can see progress in my life.
Yes.
And I know that the messenger of progress, first of all, is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Can I add, because you gave this book, about 40 days of prayer and fasting.
Yes.
I've done that many times. Not only 40 days, but also...
Only water? Also water fasting?
No, because 40 days, mostly it will be Daniel fasting. But the results were not... So if I don't see nothing, I will go again and fast again. Maybe take a week or so off, go back to fasting. But the results...
We're not there.
No. Not the way what I wanted.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
I'll give you my own example.
Yeah.
Every year we have
365 days.
Mm-hmm. I split it in the middle. The other days is my fasting day. The other days is my flesh day. I eat, I drink, but I make sure we split. But now, like now, every week I have 3 days of fasting, 4 days I will eat my food, but I will have to control the kind of food I have to eat. And sometimes it corrupts my days of fasting. Sometimes I have no appetite. I just pray. My day passes by. And the Lord keep me strong. Because I've made it a lifestyle, so I must control myself also.
You don't eat anything, only water. You drink only water then?
No, I eat food. I eat vegetable. I don't like meat.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't like meat. My wife loves meat. If I don't eat, she'll slap me.
So you don't eat meat also?
I know I eat. Okay. I do. If she don't eat, she slap you.
Yeah, I have the same. I have the same problem.
But if you fast,
they are slapping me if I eat meat.
Yeah. If you fast 3 days, you do eat or not?
No, sometimes not. Okay. Sometimes it's completely dry. It depends to the situation.
Yeah.
It depends to. I'll follow the Holy Spirit the way you want me to do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I eat after 6, because we finish prayer after 9.
Okay.
Then I eat after 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 3 days. After 9, I will eat. Then
9 p.m. or something?
9 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
9 p.m. But if you start prayer at 3 o'clock, you will finish 9. You don't have time to go and say, let me go and eat and come back in the altar prayer.
What is the main reason you don't like to eat meat? What is the main reason?
There is no great reason, but scientifically, meat stay in your belly. It can be 3 days or 2 weeks, but not vegetable the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vegetable is like water. The same day you eat it, you flush it out, because you must detox your body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. But some of the sickness, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, is food.
Yeah.
If you don't detox your body, that things will build up. That's what we call those high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes.
But is it true that you get instructions from the Holy Spirit on when to fast and how to fast?
Yes.
So maybe that's also different. Some people, they do fast, but they do it out of their own understanding.
Check your age, first of all. Don't expect all people into deep fasting. Don't expect them in that area, because they've been around for some time. The Bible even advise people like you. How old are you?
Me?
Mm. Yes.
I'm young.
81?
Be shy about this age.
20, 24.
Good. Good age of fasting. Very good age.
Yes.
Look, Timothy in the Bible, he was 17 years old with a church of 3,000 people. Timothy.
Yeah.
His mother worshiped in his church. His grandmother worshiped in his church. All of them were the disciple of Paul. And Timothy was the pastor in that church. Yeah. A 17 years old boy with 3,000 people. So you need to think about it.
Yeah.
I also eat seldom meat. Because I'm a guest here, I did eat meat yesterday, but normally at home, you can ask my wife, I seldom eat meat. We don't eat meat at all. Mostly when I'm a guest at some place, I do it, but I found out also with prayer, if you cut out the meat, I can somehow, spiritually, I can go deeper. I haven't, at some point, I didn't eat meat for several years, but I think it's not forbidden, but it can help you to grow spiritually.
Yeah, there is no deep spiritual implication about not eating meat because of one this and that, no.
Yes.
Because if you check the sacrifices that they brought to the prophet in the past.
Yes, that's true.
It was
meat.
Cow, it was meat.
Yes.
It's just meat.
Yeah, it is also because of the blood and the fat. That is in the meat, and the Bible says you were not allowed to eat the blood because of the life that is in the blood. And in and it is like the soul that is in the animal. So also,
many times I've done 40 days with no chicken and no meat. I eat vegetable.
Like Daniel.
Yes, I drink water.
Powerful.
And then you see the power of God. Because if you have also a lot of business of eating, you may not see the evidence of the power of God.
Jeremy, je kan je die vraag stellen als je wil, hoor, van de Amerikaanse voorganger. Ik had het niet gezien.
Are we still going to have the one-on-one?
No problem, Julia. I will still have it. We have a lot of time with you here.
Yes.
If we do it quickly, then you will say, ah, let us go. I have a lot of time with, I will have time of one-on-one with every one of you. Because there are things the Lord is showing me, I cannot tell it in front of everybody.
That's what
it must be only the two of us.
Yeah. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
So, I have another question.
Yes, sir.
So I watch a lot of videos on YouTube from Pastor Stephen Darby, because he's a very good preacher. But I also saw that he was like with you in some videos, like in your church, and he called you his spiritual father.
Yes.
But like I don't know exactly what happened to him, but he passed away for some reason.
Yes. Yes.
But do you know? Like, what happened to him, or?
Okay. I personally don't tell people other people's weakness.
Yeah.
I cannot. I must protect him. He's my son.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. There are some reality about the gospel. It's a lot of things happen. He was a good guy. Very good boy. To me, he's the first one that brought me to USA. Mm. For the first time I went to USA, I went in his church. Okay. He honored me as a father, and I told him a lot of things that he saw it coming to pass right there. Louisville, Kentucky is not an easy place. You are surrounded by all kind of witches.
Mm-hmm. And Louisville, America. Witches and warlocks.
Yeah. I was in prayer, then I saw this tall, beautiful woman, very tall, she was a giant, very beautiful, tattoo all over his body. And she said to me, why are you disturbing me? Why did you come to take my people? I said, you have no rights to control them. The earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
Yeah.
Release everyone that must be under the sound of my voice.